Now, what about the other parts of your algorithm and specifically the selection of chemo radiation therapy and the issue of induction therapy?
Well, that's a very big bag of worms you're asking me to explain there, Neil. The debate will go on between whether you give an induction regimen first in a locally advanced head and neck cancer patient or you start with concurrent chemo radiation. The purists, and probably where the data speaks the heaviest right now, is the right thing to do is concurrent chemo radiation. We do not have a study right now that compares head-to-head induction followed by concurrent versus concurrent alone. We do know that induction strategies work extremely well in certain tumor types. We know in lung cancer, for instance, that induction did not work so well. So I think it's better than lung cancer because we get better response rates, and chemotherapy can even cause an occasional CR, complete response, in head and neck patients. But there is a study being done at Dana-Farber and at multiple sites that Marshall Posner is leading called the PARADIGM study that is looking at induction chemotherapy, and it is with Taxotere, Cisplatin, and 5-FU, followed by concurrent chemoradiation, versus an upfront concurrent chemoradiation strategy with cisplatin. I can tell you from our own practice at MD Anderson, we generally look at the lymph nodes and would consider, and I stress that word consider, induction therapy in patients who have N2B or greater disease, and that's meaning multiple ipsilateral lymph nodes in the neck. The current indication for induction chemotherapy is actually not based on Marshall Posner's study. It's actually based on a study called TAX-323, which was Dr. Vermorken's study.